The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, yeah. Buckle up, children. It's time for Audio Files.
Damn right.
With your hosts, E-Train, Shakes.
Yeah, that's me.
And the Ranimal.
Bienvenidos, damas y caballeros. Hoy es lunes, el 3 de, no, de diciembre.
I have no idea what you just said.
I just said, hey, everybody, what's going on?
It's December 3rd,
Monday. You are listening to Audio Files, kids.
Yes. Who is the intro again?
He brought that into here. Yeah, so. It's a band out of Argentina, I believe, called Los Amigos Invisibles, The Invisible Friends.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to Audio Files. This is E-Train.
Shakes.
Ranimal.
Well, you know what? I do want to apologize to everybody out there that's listening to us or that download both of them out there. We made a real valiant, noble attempt to do an episode last week, and we had it in the can. We were done. We signed off. The end song was playing. We were riding off into the sunset, and the gremlins, the gods of the podcast universe, decided that they would crash the computer, and we did not get the episode saved.
Keep talking. I'm still trying to bring Solitaire up.
Okay, so how's everybody doing out there? We appreciate you listening to Audio Files, and we're going to do the best each week to bring you artists and music that you probably have never heard of, and you should.
Yeah, you really should.
Yeah, you should support your local musicians and your local music and your unknown, unsigned, hardworking musicians out there, because they got to put up with a lot of nonsense. Drunks. In bars, crappy sound systems, sound men who don't give a shit. Then there's the club owners who don't want to pay you.
Don't look at me when you say sound guys that don't give a shit.
No, but you do give a shit.
I do.
So.
I give two shits.
There you go. Yeah, before lunch.
Yes, I do.
So anyway, how are you kids doing? It's Monday, like I said, December 3rd. And everybody have a good weekend?
I had an all right weekend. I worked a lot. So, and I'm getting ready to start a new job tomorrow.
Outstanding.
So. We'll see how that goes.
What are you going to be doing? Fry boy at Waffle House?
Yeah, I'm going to be an expediter at Burger King.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going to say delivery driver for Waffle House, but
you know, keep reaching for that brass ring.
Hey, somebody has to.
By brass ring, he means cock ring.
Well,
yeah.
No, I don't.
All right, fuck you. Randall, you have a good weekend.
My weekend was it was acceptable.
Acceptable, right?
You know, nothing out of the ordinary. You know, churches and
orphanages.
And no pissing on nuns as they walk by.
Right?
No, okay. Not exactly. Moving
okay.
on.
Jesus Christ, man! God.
Randall just woke up from a nap.
No doubt. So, all right. Well, I had a good weekend. I haven't played in a while, so I got to play Saturday night. It was nice. It was very strange, though, because the lead singer shows up. He's never going to hear this, but he shows up just three sheets to the wind. And I'm like, dude, you're gonna be able to perform? Yeah, man. I'm like, whoa. We went through the most interesting version of what is that? The band song Cripple Creek, which I've played 1,000 times.
Did it sound like Cripple Creek?
Just about. And I was just back there, you know. I looked at the drummer at one point because I was playing bass, and I was like, "Yeah, you and me gonna have to really hold this one together tonight." So,
yeah.
Anyway, all right. So that was my weekend.
Well, cool. Yeah. I did a show.
I thought you were done.
The Gala Festival. Okay. The Gala fundraiser or whatever.
Don't say Gala.
Gala in Clayton Center. So that was fun. They brought out a GLD-80. If nobody knows what that is the Allen and Heath. Beautiful, beautiful console from Allen and Heath. It's only about $10,000, but it's nice.
That's it.
I love
it. So what do you do, run sound, or you're just gopher-ing?
I'm a stagehand troubleshooter for them.
You're snaking the toilets, aren't you?
Basically a shit worker.
Just a shit worker. But it's fun.
You are snaking the toilet.
And they give you a free meal. Anyway.
Outstanding.
Moving the fuck on.
Well, you can never bitch about free food.
You can't.
You know, I've got a question.
Unless it's shitty food.
I don't know anything about the... Over here. I don't know anything about the law, but I jotted a few things down. On the way over here, I always notice the most asinine things on the road.
You are coming to Clayton, so...
Yeah.
Clayton.
Oh, by the way, we need to name the studio. This technically, we have to... This has to be live from blah, blah, blah studios. Yeah, no. It's audio files. Short Bus Studios.
Short Bus Studios?
Yep, that's it. That's what we are.
Is it because it's my apartment?
No, it's because all three of us probably rode the short bus.
It's because it's appropriate.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Exactly.
I thought you were saying that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, live from Short Bus Studios in Clayton, North Carolina, it's audio files. Thanks for tuning in. Now, I don't know shit about the law. But isn't it illegal to drive with earbuds in?
No, if it's a...
it's not?
No, if
yes,
you have...
It is.
No. Because
not the,
should
not
be.
The,
it
not
should
the blue,
be, God damn it.
Not the Bluetooth thing. I mean, literally, like you're listening to your iPod while you're driving.
No.
That's illegal.
Hold on. The iPhone...
How the fuck do you know?
The iPhone has earbuds. I might have some laying around.
Yeah.
They have the little connector, like the little speaker thing for you to talk into your phone. So he's probably on the phone.
No. Yeah. He was rocking out to some asinine thing or a doodle.
You know what? The guy on Bart Simpson, the bus driver Bart Simpson.
The
does.
Guy in Bart Simpson?
Oh, yeah. He's
the
got
show.
His. Yeah.
The
yeah.
show Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
You mean The Simpsons?
The guy on The Simpsons.
The bus driver. Yeah.
Yeah. Otto.
That guy? Yeah.
Otto.
Yeah. Otto. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. All right. So there's that. There's I saw some jag off in a Mercedes driving with his earbuds in, thinking his shit didn't stink.
Why is he using earbuds in a Mercedes? He's probably got a nice little stereo system.
My guess is he's a gigantic cocksucker. That's just my
sense. Sucks gigantic.
Also, I see this. I'm seeing this a lot more. I've seen it. Obviously, we live in North Carolina, which we got a lot of rednecks in this area. What is the deal with the guys in the pickup trucks with the homemade spray paint can camo job?
Oh yeah.
What the fuck?
It's beautiful, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's ridiculous. Now, if you work
on
it,
how can you even see them go by?
That's what I'm saying. Who are you hiding? How is this blending? Where is this blending in? Is it? Are they doing it for aesthetic reasons, or do they have a job that requires them to conceal their whereabouts?
I mean,
or
what
something?
Kind of fucking job would require you to camouflage your vehicle?
I don't know, armed forces, but they kind of supply you with the vehicle already.
All right,
my brother, fair enough. Unless he's starting his own militia or some shit, which you know,
my brother who lives in Texas has actually mentioned that. He said that you've seen a Volkswagen Jetta with a camouflage paint
with
job.
A homemade camo.
Yeah,
job.
Like my car.
Nice,
my car with a camouflage paint job.
Man. Texas, like, you know,
Jesus Christ.
Texas, and do we have any Texas listeners out there? I don't know.
Maybe. Houston area.
A lot of people want to secede from, a lot of Texans want to secede from the Union
Who
or whatever.
Who gives a
You know what?
I'm all for it.
We actually got a shit ton of listeners in Russia.
Really?
It's just weird.
Oh, man.
It must be really cold.
Yeah.
Well, it has to
now
be.
It is. Nowadays, yeah. Now, in this, what am I trying to say? It's winter.
Winter.
Fuck. I'm not firing on all
it's
eight
Monday,
cylinders. That's people. Here we go.
Monday,
okay.
Fun day.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's bullshit. Unless you got any more bullshit.
No, but I got some good bullshit music
Do
history
it.
Shit.
Oh,
Do
so
it.
We're there. We're ready for that.
Do it.
All right. You want to do a little This Day in Music History.
Sweet release.
Why not? Here we go. It's thinking about it. Yeah, you got to turn me up. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Take two, you giant dildo.
This Day in Music History with...
Shaky Booty.
Oh, yeah, I like that. That was nice.
You're up.
All right. In this day, or on this day, I always fuck that up. This day
Jesus Christ.
On, 1965,
mm-hmm.
Rolling Stone Keith Richards was knocked unconscious by an electric shock on stage at the Memorial Hall in Sacramento, California.
Made that arc.
When his guitar made contact with his microphone.
Yeah, well, no, his lip made contact with the microphone.
And his guitar wasn't grounded or something.
Well, you are the ground on an electric, because he uses Tellys and on a Fender.
Yeah.
You are the ground. You're holding on to the... And then you got to think, too, back then amplifiers didn't have the third prong.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Shit. There you go. Also, damn, in 1966.
You just got schooled.
In 1966, Ray Charles was given a 5-year suspended prison sentence and a $10,000 fine after being convicted of possession
of heroin.
Possessing heroin and marijuana. Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Also, in 1966, the Monkees made their live debut at the International Arena in Honolulu.
Oh, speaking of which, I just read last week that Mike Nesmith was going to join Peter and Mickey.
Mickey's dead.
No, Mickey Dolenz is alive.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Davey's
right. Dead.
So the three remaining, Peter, Mickey, and Mike, was going to join them for some European dates on tour, which I found very strange considering his tirade that he, you know.
Well, you know,
pulled.
I still maintain the Monkees are underrated.
You know, I...
Fuck it. I mean, they wrote good pop songs. Or
well, they...
Somebody wrote good pop songs for them.
Yes, Bud, Bud Free... Bud wants somebody or other. Bud Rosenthal. Bud Fritzling. Fuck. It's one of the guys...
You're just going with Jewish names. And this is just going to fuck us up.
Well, Bud Iceberg. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, Monkees. Woohoo!
Yeah. We are the Monkees. Hunking around. That's
not how wow.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. Yeah, that's it. Also, in 1976, an attempt was made on Bob Marley's life when 7 gunmen burst into his Kingston home, injuring Marley and his wife Rita and manager Don Taylor. The attack was believed to be politically motivated.
I remember that. Or I remember watching that on...
a movie?
The movie Legend. Or yeah, anyway. Yeah. Wow. Amazing.
I've got, you know, like,
are you
got,
tweeting right now?
No.
I've got like this love hate thing with Bob Marley.
Why? Because he got commercial?
Somewhat. I mean, he wrote fucking great songs.
Yep.
No doubt.
He wrote fucking.
What are you doing?
Songs.
But you know what I hate? Like, it's like, it's hard to think of Bob Marley without thinking of, you know, shitty white kids with dreadlocks in their dorm room, like, listening to Bob Marley, like...
Well, anything that
because I
is,
mean,
like, it becomes hip because it's, like, the anti-establishment type of, ooh, look how cool we are because we're listening to something so different than now it's mainstream.
Which is complete bullshit, though.
Well, at the time, I mean, he was, like, the first major guy to break.
He was very countercultural, but... I mean, nowadays, like... Bob Marley is like fucking UB40.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Now, before people take offense to that, I'm not comparing Bob Marley to Mickey Mouse, but it's become that commercialized.
Yeah.
He's become like Elvis, Marilyn Monroe, almost said Marilyn Manson, James Dean, where they are bigger after death. Right. And, you know, they become basically an industry unto himself.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And also in 1948, we were, well, I can say, blessed with the birth of Ozzy Osbourne. Because today is his birthday.
Are you sure about that?
We weren't. He was born in the UK.
Well,
the world.
The world, I meant.
The world community was made a better place because of barking at the moon.
I had to play some Sabbath.
Oh, yeah. Hey, good. I was hoping you weren't going to play any of the other crap.
I love Black Sabbath.
I think when they came out back in, what was it, 70, 71, when that first self-titled album came out?
1970.
Nothing sounded like.
Paranoid, yeah.
And they got their name from a Vincent Price movie, I believe.
That's right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I'm a guitar player.
Tony Iommi.
Yeah, and he clipped off 2 of his fingers on his left hand. He made a little, he made some fingertips.
And, you know, he also tuned his guitar down to drop D. He was there. He said, people say that he was one of the first to use drop D tuning because he couldn't bend the strings as much with stubs.
Sure.
Which is, you know. What?
I remember, like, that was, like, the first metal band I ever...
Now, are they metal or are they just hard rock? I never get I always get it confused.
It doesn't matter to me, honestly. All
right.
But I remember in high school, I had a tape. One side was The Clash's first album. The other side was Black Sabbath's first album.
Oh, yeah. Good as shit right there.
I used to wear that shit out.
Now, okay. I've said this about a lot of different musical genres. I think, this is just me, that... It's like we invented a lot of these forms of music, and then the Brits perfected it,
right,
and then sold it back to us.
No.
Oh, they totally perfected a lot of them. Rock and roll.
Yeah,
they had to retool
they
rock and roll.
Perfected rock and roll.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Motorhead, I'll tell you why. No. Well, hold on. I'll tell you why. Because think about what was going on in the '50s. When rock and roll was coming, you had Jerry Lee Lewis, you had Elvis,
Chuck Berry.
You had Chuck. I'm getting there. You had Chuck Berry. You had you had Gene Vincent. You had Eddie Cochran. Okay, well, what happened by the end of the '50s? Buddy Holly. By the end of the '50s, Buddy Holly's dead. Big Bopper's dead.
Well,
Elvis is in the army. Chuck Berry's been arrested for violation of the Mann Act. Gene Vincent. And Eddie Cochran get into a car crash. Eddie Cochran dies. Gene Vincent is severely injured and can't perform. So basically, then the record company started force feeding us all these teen idol crap, like Paul Anka and all that nonsense.
With the Brits, it's always been a give and take, like musically, as far as pop culture.
Right, but thank God for them in the early mid to mid '60s, because we were awash in just crap in this country. And thank God that the British invasion gave rock and roll a kick in the ass.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for
the Beatles, I don't think it would become
the
rock.
Stones, absolutely. Yeah.
You can't,
the Kinks, the Animals.
There's a lot. There's a lot of UK bands.
That's got to be my favorite of that whole movement.
I like the Beatles.
I like the Beatles, but the Beatles were like, oh my God, these guys are gods. They're Picasso. They shit and people applaud. The Kinks were kind of walking around thumbing their nose and flipping everybody off. It was great.
The Kinks were my favorite.
I like the Kinks a lot.
Yeah,
and then I think also that even the hard rock, the metal movement, early '70s, and then the punk movement is supposed to have started in England. Is that correct? And then
no.
All right. Well, then they got it better. They made it better and then sold it back to us.
No, I'll disagree with you on that too. I think American punk was much more diverse and stuff like that. But England or the UK gave us so many bands. The whole British invasion thing was a big fucking deal.
I'm glad, and thank God it happened, or we would have gone in a real scary direction. The fuck is that?
Fancy.
Oh,
it's fucking Kinks.
That's probably not the one I'd have picked, but.
No, that's what it's trippy though.
Jeez, man. All right. So, yes, Ray Davies, one of the best songwriters of all time, as far as I'm concerned.
It's actually pronounced Ray Davis, I found out.
Okay, well, tell that to him, because I heard him say Ray Davies on Austin City Limits. So I'm just going over. Okay, dude, you're picking, like, the gayest ones of all of the Kinks tunes. Come on, man. Where's All Day and All of the Night? Where's Lola? This is not Come Dance With Me, is it?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You know what? We used to like Shakes.
Damn. I used to like the Kinks.
Yeah, no shit.
Thank God he didn't play Come Dancing, because I remember when that shit was like early 80s, that was all over MTV, and I was like, oh, what happened? What happened to the Kinks? Anyway. All right. So you got any more This Day in Music History?
That's all.
This Day in Music Hysterectomy.
Yeah.
You done?
Yep. All right.
This Day in Music History with
Shaky Pudding.
Well, we went off on some tirades there. We went off in some directions. We had some decent argumentative intercourse. Wait a minute. Discourse. What the fuck am I saying? Never mind.
Discourse.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Yeah, shut up.
Something horse.
We had some intercourse and it was funny. All right. Anyway, the Vicodin is kicking in.
Where's the line begin for Vicodin?
You want to do Ranimal? You want to do some music news?
Yeah, let's get it on.
All right.
Let's get it on.
Music news with the Ranimal.
Today, December 3rd, 2012, Jimmy Buffett died.
Easy.
really?
No, he didn't. JR did. Last week.
He was in a... What's her source? What's your source on that?
Source is The Onion.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that they published something last week or something that stated that Kim Jong or whatever the
Sexiest man alive.
Sexiest man alive. Yeah.
That's fucking great.
And Chinese like believed Chinese, it.
Yeah, there was some Chinese paper that believed it.
Yeah, so it was Jimmy Buffett. I'm looking at the story.
Jimmy Buffett. Oh, did they really say that?
Smash Mouth was on the plane with him.
Let it have just been Billy. Because Daniel Asai or whatever the guitar player's name is.
You know what's funny, man? Like him. Everybody that listens to that episode, they're like, you know, I like the other episodes except for that one. He went on. He gave me like a history of Smash Mouth that I really didn't want to hear.
Who said that?
A couple people texted.
Did they really?
They texted me and was just like, I can't believe I know this much about Smash Mouth now.
Well, I was just trying to be thorough, and then I'm not ever gonna do something that popular again.
You had like a fucking note.
I did. I brought a manila folder full of.
You've been keeping it for like 10 years. You were like flipping through it. It was like.
Yeah, there was like little sketches of stick men from like third grade on the backs of it.
Fuck. I love Smash.
Well, fuck them. So there, enough said.
How about that? Fuck them.
So what? This is the Onion really published this story saying that Jimmy Buffett was
Randall published the story.
We don't need any grief from Jimmy Buffett's lawyers because I guarantee you he's got good lawyers.
Shit. We could make peace with them, and they could send us some goddamn cheeseburgers.
Oh, Lord. All right, so how about some news?
Yeah. Well, that was the news.
Are you serious?
He's making it up today.
Are you serious?
I was told to make it up today.
Led Zeppelin is going to reunite for a Letterman interview. Did you know that?
Oh.
And by Led Zeppelin, I guess, it's the three. I was thinking.
Well, you know what? I mean, we mentioned this in our last one, and this is pretty funny, is the Andrew W.K. thing. We did since it got lost.
Oh, yeah, you might as well talk about that.
About, he was supposed to be a cultural ambassador to Bahrain.
Yeah.
And
fucking goofball.
And he got canceled.
And nothing against the guy. I bet you he's a really nice guy.
He likes to party.
He just parties too hard. You know?
Well, those Bahrainians, is that how you said? Bahrainians?
Bahrainians?
Yeah, those guys. Nothing against them or anything. But I just don't. The Bahrainians. It's the Iranians that live in Baja, California.
I only say Bahrain when it's shitty outside.
But I mean, why would that? Why would that even become a? Why would his nomination even happen in the first place? That's just asinine. And is that just our way of kind of like going to the Bahrainians?
I don't think so. I think it was just a gross misunderstanding on somebody's part. I mean, I'm not sure who it was, but.
Just fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
for that matter, why don't we send over like Gilbert Gottfried to be like cultural ambassador or something?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that makes more sense.
Bobcat.
Oh, man. Nothing could possibly go wrong there.
I just don't think Bobcat or, you know.
Send Louis C.K. over there.
Anybody else could, you know, bring the party like Andrew W.K. was supposed to.
I don't know. Bobcat back in the day could have partied his ass off. I bet you he's done blow off of my mom's ass. Anyway. Can we put a stop to this Gangnam style shit?
Oh,
for fuck's sake, I'm so over this fucking thing. Seriously. Please. What do we got to do to make it stop?
Solitaire.
It's the answer for everything.
Dr. Dre, he ranks as Forbes' highest paid musician.
Shit.
What?
Yep.
Damn.
That's what it says.
Dre don't fuck around.
I'm doing production, right?
Highest paid, musician, I would imagine that was that would encompass whatever endeavors that he undertakes.
Yeah. I imagine he charges a shit ton.
U.S. musician, bass player, Marcus Miller, hurt in a Swiss bus crash.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Who gives?
Marcus Miller's a bad motherfucker.
I actually got some Marcus Miller, man.
All right, we'll play some Marcus
Miller. I don't want to fucking hear that shit.
Dude.
Lord have mercy.
You're out of your fucking mind. Have you ever listened to Marcus Miller? Even
you have. You just didn't realize it was him because he's a monster bass player.
Yeah. Actually, I don't have it on here.
Okay. Well, then so much for that.
Music news.
Was that it? Is that it for music news?
Dude, that sucks about Marcus Miller. I'm a little disappointed.
Well, but I don't think I'm not going to read this story because I'm lazy. But it doesn't say he's dead, obviously, or it would say dead.
He played a show in Durham not recently ago.
Uh-huh. English. Good. Language bad. All right. Is that it for music news?
Yes. More songs.
This day in music history.
I hit the wrong one. Ah! Here we go.
Motherfucker.
There we go.
Music news.
Oh, my God.
Ranimo.
Nice. That was wonderful.
We are just firing on like half of the cylinders today. All right. So, all right, kids. Well, I want to start a segment where I just like rant about bullshit in the music industry. It's like,
don't you always do that?
Yeah. I got a question to all the big music manufacturers out there, like Fender and Gibson and Martin.
Yeah.
Because
I'm sure they're listening.
Yeah. Who the fuck, working musician wise, I mean, I play a Gretsch 6120, and if I didn't finagle, trade in a bunch of stuff, and even trade on that, there's no way in hell I'd be able to afford it. So there's all, I mean, these $4,000 and $5,000 guitars, yeah, they're great, and unless you got like a, I don't know, like a rich daddy or a benefactor that's buying your shit for you, or the label's buying your, how the fuck does a working musician afford this stuff?
See, the thing is, though, is that, I think if you're working, and same with audio gear, man. I mean,
yeah. Would you buy a $25,000 board?
Not if I wasn't working, and yeah, making the money just, back.
Well, let's put it this way: I know a lot of friends that have. I mean, they're seriously in debt for buying gear.
See, that's where
gear.
You fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you gotta budget yourself and get the gear that you're only gonna use to make more money, and then you can get better gear.
Well, I'm
every musician's done that. Every sound guy's done that. I mean,
look, I owe my ass. I owe my soul to musiciansfriend.com right now. So, well, anyway, I'm gonna have a yard sale at some point and sell off some gear. So, I gotta raise some capital. All right, we're approaching the 30-minute mark, ladies and gentlemen, here on Audio Files, and that means only one thing.
One thing.
One thing.
It means a 30-minute song.
30-minute song.
Not a 30-minute song.
At 27 minutes.
That's the same fucking thing.
Yes, it is. So here is the 30-minute tune by DMX. Yeah, we're going to switch it up today.
This will be interesting.
Yeah. All right.
Always been a bitch, and you know how niggas do a bitch. We run up in a bitch, put something in a bitch. Nigga, do you know me? Nigga, do you owe me? Figures you can blow me? Well, I'ma lift this trigger. Do you homie? That nigga's got to be smoking something, thinking you choking something. Fucking around with me, you'll be a broke something. I'm out for blood.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Little DMX for you.
DMX, bring your whole crew.
Bet you weren't expecting that. I wasn't. That song's filthy.
It really is.
I'm sure people, if they're listening in Russia, they're going, what the fuck?
Спасибо.
Well, all right. Well, welcome to the second half of Audio Files. cats and kittens out there of all ages. All right, well, let's hit on some artists, some interesting music from around the world that we're getting into. I'll go first. You know why? Because I can. Okay. This is E-Train here. I'm going to bring you an artist that I'm really impressed with, and I got to meet him a few times in his place of residence and where he lives and performs down in Key West, Florida. I tell you.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. No. I was so impressed with this guy. One, because he's one of the best piano players I have ever seen in my life. Two, he's a riot live. He's the funniest guy I've ever seen. Three, he pushes his piano. He's got a little upright. It's got huge dolly wheels on it. He pushes it down the street from club to club in Key West and plays. I'm not Damn. Making a word of this up.
That's cool.
It's very cool. His name is Barry Cuda. His name is Barry Cuda, and he is the funniest, the nicest guy. We traded some emails a while back because I wrote a song called Key West, and I mentioned I asked his permission to mention him in the song, and he was like, "That's fine, as long as you don't have me doing anything lewd or lascivious." I was like, "Nah, just."
Where was that mentioned in that song? I've heard that too.
You do that. I'd say though. Barry Cuda plays him by request down in Key West.
Okay.
So anyway, he's an amazing piano player. Born and raised in Pensacola, Florida. Born on Christmas Eve, 1953. He's been playing in and around Florida for most of his life. He traveled to Chicago and played with some of the greats that he learned from, like Knocky Parker, who was from Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, mentored him. When he went to Chicago, he listened to Little Brother and Sonnyland Slim. During the 80s, he was attending New Orleans Jazz Festival, soaking up as much as he could. Other pianists he encountered, he would learn from everybody that he could, like James Booker, Roosevelt Sykes, Cousin Joe, and Junior G.I. Diz Watson, Tom McDermott, and John Cleary. This guy, he is no joke. He toured around the world most of his life. Then in 1985, he got tired of it, moved to Key West, Florida. And you can catch him 6 to 8 times a week playing in different places like Sloppy Joe's. There on Duval Street, then at the end of Duval Street, just about a block or so down, you can always catch him at the Hog's Breath Saloon and at B.O.'s Fish Wagon. This guy is a monster player.
All in Key West.
All in Key West, Florida. As a matter of fact, let me just call up his site, which is BarryCuda.com. Here's a little old Barry. He's a badass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in 85, when he went to, just keep it going, he just hangs out in Key West, and he does continue to play. He'll tour in Europe and then come back.
Does he have a band with him? Or?
He does have a band. This particular band in the background is called Barry Cuda and the Sharks. Yeah, and I caught them live, and I was just...
It's pretty cool.
I was laughing my ass off. He was one of the funniest and nicest guys I've ever met in my life. So he's getting into more Caribbean and roots music. He did an album, Lonesome Mama, in 2011. Received international acclaim. How about that?
Wow.
In addition to Lonesome Mama, in the past 20 years, he's released 3 CDs with another band called the Silver Kings, the Silver King Band. 3 CDs with Barry Cuda and the Sharks, and a solo collection of X-rated vintage R&B called After Hours Sex Party.
Nice.
Then his 2010 release, Bong Hits for Geezers, is a band consisting of brass man Ted Mullett.
What the hell?
Ted Mullett. Drummer Richard Cooks. Trumpet player Kenny Fradley. And so these are some monster players out there. All right, so how do you not like this music?
Seriously, yeah.
So please go to Barry Cuda, BarryCuda.com, and check out Barry.
Is that his real name?
No. I'm guessing not, but
it'd be funny as hell if it was.
But still, his nickname is the Pianimal.
Ah,
right. I thought Ranimal would get a kick out of that. All right, now, this is a CD that I bought while we were in Key West. This is a live one with him and the Sharks. I mean, I was I was impressed all to hell with this guy. And this is a tune that actually I cover. And I called him and asked him, do you mind if I cover this tune? And he goes, yeah, I didn't write it. And I thought he did. So, but the tune is originally by a gentleman called Rock Bottom, who Barry played with. This is called Hank Ballard Stole My Date.
Oh, okay.
Hank Ballard stole my date. Flash more diamonds and the keys away. Gypsy woman say, what my fate. Hank Ballard stole my
date. This is live.
Nice. How old is he?
Oh, he's in his late 50s, mid-50s now. Now, he did say that, I noticed that he never has guitar players in his band.
Right.
He's not fond of guitar players because they play too damn loud and they don't know when to shut up. Plus, he doesn't like instruments that you have to plug in. He does not have any electric instruments in any of his bands. That's very cool. No amplification at all except for microphones.
Does he have like an upright player?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear that.
Oh, yeah.
I just heard it. Okay.
Yeah. So it's always...
How's he just playing...
They'll throw a mic or...
it's mic'd.
Yeah, it's mic'd. But a lot of places, like when I saw him at Hog's Breath, which is a cool little funky place, only thing amplified was his voice, because the piano... And it's funny, the piano, literally, it's covered with stickers, and there's a few keys that don't even work. It's that beat the fuck up.
That's awesome, though.
It is very. He's the coolest guy I've ever seen. So if you're down in Key West, you need to check out Mr. Barry Kuda, and I'll play one more by him. This is a good one that I actually want to cover. This is called "Put Your Feet Up in the Air."
It's got that rhythm.
This makes you want to butt dance. Huh? I don't know what this dance is called, but
yeah.
It's very Charleston-ish. It just this is the kind of music that actually makes me want to move. That and DMX.
Well, come on, mama, don't you go downtown. You have more fun just hanging around. Come on! Don't you hang around here. Put your legs over your shoulder, put your feet up in the air. Hang around, baby, don't need to split. Light up the bomb, take another hit. Come on!
He's good, man.
That's not him singing. That's the sax player. But Barry's tearing up a piano. So there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my pick for this week. E-Train is picking Mr. Barry Kuda from Key West, Florida.
Pick some of that up, man.
You need, and he's got tons of, you can buy his CDs off of his website, barrykuda.com. I highly recommend it. I absolutely highly recommend it.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's a monster. If for no other reason, I can't wait to go down to Key West again, because his new band, the Bong Hits for Geezers, is supposed to be a fucking laugh riot. I can't wait.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it.
Yeah, and I would love to sit in with him, but I mean, I play a guitar. I don't know how well that's going to go over.
You can play an acoustic.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That'd
be cool.
Yeah. Wow. He doesn't look too highly on the electric instruments. Yeah. So that's it, kids. Go check out some Barry Kuda.
Barry Kuda.
You're not going to find it in your local record store. I can promise you that. So
yeah.
All right. Who's up?
Who's up?
You gentlemen are doing a shared. You're
well, yeah, because one band
compiling resources.
Well, because one band led to another band to another band. So it's if we're going to pick one of the bands, and one of the bands Randall's going to talk about is the Libertines.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them.
And
I heard they suck.
I think...
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
I think we're just going to start off right now just playing the music first, because why the hell not, right? So this song is called Can't Stand Me Now. It's off their self-titled album.
Second album.
What was it, 2004 it was released or something?
I've heard of these guys. Where are they from?
England.
Yep.
London.
I can imagine that.
And this is called Can't Stand Me Now.
Maybe. Like the way it starts out. Oh, there we go. Jesus.
iPod's a little slow.
No, it's the user.
No, it's not.
So this is the Libertines?
Yeah.
All right, why are you picking them?
I like them personally because it's... feels like a garage rock punk revival band, and it just has that cool, like, just really good rhythm section, really good bass, the vocalist and guitar player, everything just meshes so well. Sounds really good to me.
Now, are they getting a lot of radio play? Where have I heard?
No, these guys are no longer active right now.
Oh, okay.
But
they were kind of like on the tail end of what was considered like the rock and roll revival, like that started by the Strokes,
Jet.
Yeah. But I mean, these guys, like, I think had like a more pronounced sense of melody. And
yeah, they're
like
a little poppier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the songwriting's pretty good too.
So were they caught up in that mid late 90s Brit pop whole movement, or they were after that, right?
Kinda. I mean, they were after that when they got popular. I mean, they never got popular in the States, but
yeah,
okay.
But this is another selection. Huh? Well,
I like, and I'm gonna use a word that Randall's gonna like shoot fire out of his ass when I say, but the instrumentation on that was they were not doing your typical garagey punky just crunching right on the same chords. They were actually arranging it. They were trying to arrange it, it sounds like.
So, yeah.
Good.
And this is another song off that same album. Oh, no, it's off their first one, Up the Bracket. It's called Time for Heroes.
I like it when British bands sing with a British accent.
Time for Heroes. It's not Up the Bracket.
I know. I said it's off Up the Bracket. Time for Heroes.
Whatever.
I do think that when a band sings, they should sound like where they're from. That's why when the Hives, remember the Hives?
Yeah.
When they sang, it was just like, oh, they sound American.
They're still around.
Yeah, but
but no one gives a shit about it.
Exactly. That first album was great. But anyway, I like it when British bands sound British. It's awesome. So these guys are no longer together, you saying?
That's
the Libertines aren't.
That's what I'm asking. Right. That's who we're listening to, the Libertines, yes. Right? Okay. So they're no longer together.
They aren't, no.
What, messy divorce?
They have...
very messy.
Oh, really?
I was the two guys that started it, they had a dispute. I think, which one was it? Carl that had a... an addiction.
No, it was Peter.
That's right. Peter Doherty.
He has a supposedly...
Every time Shakes asks a question, he looks to you and you're shaking your head because he's got his information all wrong, right?
Supposedly he still has an ongoing problem with heroin and crack. And, in fact, even broke into the lead guitar player's apartment and stole his stuff to, sell it in Hawk for drugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amazing the band broke up.
Yeah. What a surprise, right?
No shit.
Damn. Now, what is it with I don't know. What is it with when you get uber famous, you just start doing, like, crazy-ass illegal substances? What happens there?
Well, I mean, I think it's more of a predisposition.
Oh, so they were already like, okay.
Yeah.
I also
so nobody in this band has killed themselves.
No,
not yet.
These actually these records that we're playing, or CDs or whatever songs that we're playing, were produced by
45s
Mick Jones of the Clash.
Oh no shit!
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So
nice.
Yeah. If you're a Clash fan, I can hear a little bit of like the same kind of.
What was it? There was
meshing.
There was a quote on one of the records that. That Mick Jones said, like, it was like a sticker on one of the albums. It said, like, the Clash aren't around anymore. This is what you got.
Yeah, yeah, something sure. Like that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're getting the official endorsement from the Clash.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that gives them instant street cred. So boom.
Yeah,
there you go. Awesome.
And this is another selection.
We're talking about the Libertines here on Audio Five.
Don't look back into the sun. This is off their I Get Along EP. This is actually one of my faves, I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, all of them. When we were trying to...
You celebrate their entire catalog.
When we were trying to figure out what songs to play, it was like, I like all of them, so... But we had to limit it down. But this is Don't Look Back Into the Sun.
Don't Look Back Into the Sun.
Hey, how are ya? Hey, how are ya?
Hi, hi.
Yeah.
Here comes that badass bass line.
Oh, you're being facetious.
No, no. It's badass. It would never come for you. Oh, my friends, you haven't changed. You're looking rough and living strange. What do you got to say?
Yeah, I mean,
see you going.
No, no. It's not your usual what you guys usually pick, real raw, hard edge stuff. This is very produced and very, it's very poppy. This is straight up 100% pop.
It's very poppy.
I mean, not bad pop, not like, you know, Jimmy Buffett.
we're not going there. But, yeah, it's very poppy. I mean.
Right. It's, hey, you know.
Aye, poppy.
Yeah. Aye, poppy.
So, I mean, no, it's good stuff. I can't believe this didn't make any radio time over here.
Not in the U.S., no.
No.
Really? Not they MTV were, or VH1 or any of those. Well, they didn't even play music anymore.
They were extremely popular in the UK, selling out shows and everything. They had a shit ton of tours. But this is their last. This is the last song we're going to play from the Libertines. And you can, when we go into the next songs that I'm picking, the two bands, Baby Shambles and Dirty Pretty Things.
If we ever make it that far.
Yeah. Or you can hear pretty similar kind of shit. So, but this is okay. Up the bracket.
Off way to sell it. Up the bracket. Way to sell it. Hard sell it.
This is a. Yeah.
Okay. It's more like it. Saw two shadow men on the violence road. Pay me for your address, or I was so bold. I said, you see these two cold fingers, these crooked fingers I show. You wait to me, no, well, I didn't like that much, I can tell you. He says, sunshine, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. Yeah,
that's
definitely rawer.
Yeah,
rawer. All right, so your pick this week. Which one of you, Ken? Shaky Puddin'?
We'll just say that was me. Yeah, well, Libertines.
Yeah.
So Libertines. All right. So
and because he picked the Libertines,
people should go out. They can. This is still available. Any website?
Yeah. The stuff's out there.
The Libertines.com.
Easy to find. Yep. And. Oh, I hit my microphone.
And by the way, I've got an urgent update here. Something popped up on my news page here. Marvin Gaye's son tells Lenny Kravitz to leave the biopic. Marvin Gaye's son is not happy about Lenny Kravitz's new acting role. The Are You Gonna Go My Way singer has signed on to play the Motown legend in an upcoming biopic.
Yeah.
And Marvin Gaye's son is not happy about it.
It's a biopic, not a biopic.
It's a biopic.
No.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so from the Libertines.
No, I'm with you. Why the fuck is Lenny Kravitz even playing?
Well, it goes on to say, all right, apparently Marvin Gaye III and Lenny Kravitz grew up together and still remain friends to this day. So that's probably why they're close, but that doesn't change the fact that they don't want him playing. I'm having a hard time seeing him in that role.
It really doesn't change the fact that no one gives a shit.
Hmm. Yeah. Anyway, the Libertines.
We're still on that. Okay.
Formed in '97, but they broke up in around 2005. Okay. And
Rehab.
The next band,
Rehab's a bitch.
The band I'm talking about is Baby Shambles. They formed. By Pete Doherty, who was one of the singers in the Libertines, during a hiatus from his former band, which was the Libertines. I fucked that all up. But Baby Shambles.
We would expect nothing less from you.
Yeah, I know. Baby Shambles has since become his main project.
They're not really doing anything right now.
They're really not. They've released two albums, three EPs, and a number of singles. And this is probably one of my favorite authors.
Now, where the Baby Shambles, where'd the name come
Baby
from?
Shambles.
Baby Shambles.
Any clue on the name?
No. Okay. They, actually, I think it's, let's see. No. Oh, yeah, Doherty planned on calling his new band T Libertines, with a T, because of the band's Yorkshire connection.
Mm-hmm.
And since the lineup of Baby Shambles is mainly Yorkshire metal.
Yeah,
of course, dude. I'm not that smart.
Jesus. Fuck.
All right. Anyway, this is off of Down in Albion. This is their 2005 release called Fuck Forever.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Outstanding. Great drum production.
This is also produced by Mick Jones.
It's one and the same, it's one and the same.
Yeah, the vocalist has a little bit of clashiness.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Here it comes. I had to get to the chorus.
That's rawer. And I don't. That sounds like this type of stuff that you. I can see you guys listening to.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, I just you got a toboggan on. I didn't call it a toque.
That's because I didn't get a shower today. Oh.
Well, that's why radio is a visual medium. And Ken's got a was it a Bob Dylan shirt on?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got a Who shirt on. So yeah, I can just see you. You guys are very counterculture-ish. And I'm very establishment.
Since when?
I don't know.
Since when did that happen?
What, me being establishment?
Yeah.
Because I'm old.
That you're full of shit. You are not establishment.
Oh, yeah, okay. So we're talking about the Baby Shambles, not the Baby Shambles.
Baby Shambles.
Baby Shambles.
The Libertines.
Okay, I don't
baby
like
shambles.
Them as much as the Libertines.
Well, we only heard one tune.
I think the Libertines are better.
They are. They're cleaner. More poppy.
Oh, well. Okay, I'm a sucker for a good pop song.
You gonna roll on with another one?
Yeah, this is called Kilimanjaro, off of Down in Albion as well. So
named after the mountain.
Good eye. Bass player is just moving, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Work that pick, boy.
Yeah. So,
outstanding.
That's Kilimanjaro by Baby Shambles.
They, you know, obviously they're good. I mean, it's not my cup of tea, to use a British term.
Now, that was their first record. Or album or release. This is their second, pretty recent, 2007-8, something like around there. Anyway, this is called Shotter's Nation. This is a little better produced. And this song.
At least a little bit more professional.
Right.
I wouldn't necessarily say better produced.
Well, you know.
Less raw.
Yeah. This is called Carry On Up the Morning on Shotter's Nation.
Yeah, sure.
Same place to fade straight through your head. It's not easy getting it out of my head. It wasn't easy getting
so
out of bed.
So much shame on the workman who blames his tools. You know, you get the point.
Yeah, no, that's
Yeah.
In a weird, a lot of that stuff, and this is going to sound, I'm going to get the evil eye from across the table. I know it. But a lot of this stuff sounds very similar to me.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Well, because they are all from that band, most of them.
Oh, well, okay. I thought you were going to say they're all
the Libertines sound, Baby Shambles kind of has a similar.
Well, no, I'm just saying in general, a lot of the stuff that you guys pick, sort of, if you were to play a song, go, who's that? I wouldn't be.
You're the same way. You pick the same kind of shit.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I mean, blues, rockabilly, any of that. I mean, that's what I expect from you. You expect the same from us. So we're on the same page.
Bring in Burt Bacharach next week.
Yeah, next week I'm going to fuck you guys
up. I'm bringing Yngwie Malmsteen.
By the way, on a side note.
You know what? Actually, I feel like I've picked a lot more
diverse.
Yeah. I mean, I've picked like fucking Elliott Smith, the tallest man on earth, things like that. Like, there's some, I've got some diversity.
Yeah, okay, we don't care.
Yeah, okay. Now for part two of my expose on Smash Mouth. no. Kidding.
Now this
by the way, hold on. We'll get back to them in a second. But something just popped up here, and I'm just like, I've been staring at this photo now, and I can't stop staring at it because I'm like getting a slight chub. Shania Twain hasn't performed since 2004, and she just performed in Las Vegas in a skin tight cat suit that's kind of sheer, see through. Holy fuck, stick! Damn, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty. She's still got it. Yeah, she's a cute lady. Hmm. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, so from Baby Shambles came a band called Dirty Pretty Things. Carl Barat.
I've heard of them.
No. That's from the Libertines.
Holy Different fuck. Guy. Get your story straight.
One guy, Pete Doherty,
started
Baby Shambles, and the other guy, Carl Barat, started.
I said Carl Barat is also.
You said from Baby Shambles, so you were fucking wrong.
Okay, yeah. All right. Anyway. They both came from Libertines. Dirty Pretty Things was started by Carl.
Shania Twain looks like a dirty pretty Libertines. Thing right here. That's right.
And it was the band was formed in 2005 after the breakup.
I'm so trying to fuck with you.
This is Gin and Milk.
Where's the line begin for Ritalin?
So, yeah.
Gin and Milk. Blah. So this is an offshoot. So the Libertines split up and they kind of forked and went in two different.
The two singers started their own little thing.
Now it makes sense. Yeah. I like that line.
Anyway, since we're nearing the end.
So that's Dirty Pretty Things.
Yeah.
So you
started by
so you
Carl
had a, you had Barat. A band called the Libertines.
Yeah.
They got into substance abuse, and the guitar player was raped by the lead singer.
The two lead singers, two guitar players.
So which one of these lead singers? Which one of these bands has the heroin addict?
Pete Doherty.
Band?
He's the one.
Jimmy Buffett.
He started
what?
Baby Shambles.
So Baby Shambles has the addict as the head man.
Yep.
All right. And the Dirty Pretty Things
has Carl Barat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I understand
Sounds
that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So
Baby Shambles has the junkie.
Yeah,
that's the word.
You can hear it in
Dirty
the music.
Dirty Things has the alcoholic.
You can hear it in the music.
So the Libertines are obviously no more. So people can only get their stuff online if you look it up or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But Baby Shambles and Dirty Pretty Things, you can still catch them out.
Yeah.
They are still performing.
I believe so,
Okay. Well, that's information people out there in Russia want to hear, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess. Anyway,
what do you call it? Our crack research team.
Oh, what?
You're doing a fucking good job today.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't bring in my Manila folder full of shit. I figured I'd just shoot from the hip today, and and stare at Shania Twain's picture here. I'm sorry. This is still a good looking woman. I don't know why I'm fixated on this.
So anyway, today we brought up the Libertines, Baby Shambles, Dirty Pretty Things,
and Mr. Barry Cuda from Key West, Florida.
Barry
Look
Cuda.
Him up.
Barry yes, Cuda. Indeed.
So go on to your Key computer, West. There, people out there in the world. Unless you live in some backward ass country and you don't have access to that, in which case I don't know where you're going to hear your favorite music. Maybe on the radio or something. But do yourself a favor and go look up Mr. Barry Cuda. Go look up the Libertines. Go look up Baby Shambles. Go look up Dirty Pretty Things.
Yeah.
Fuck. There's plenty of that on the internet too.
Yeah.
There's no shortage
anyway,
of that.
Yeah.
So that's it. That was an interesting hour there, kids.
It was. It was a little low key today.
So because the we didn't have any crack. So all right, what are we gonna go out with?
I think
a bang or a whimper.
Well, let's go out with, since we didn't really get much of Barracuda, why don't you leave us with some of that? Play us one of those tunes on a out.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll go.
I played a lot of our shit.
Let's go back to his website here because he's got some great stuff that comes up.
Man, just play some shit.
And what's that website?
Barracuda.com.
BarrarryCuda.
All right, folks, thank you so much for hanging out with us for the last hour. This has been Audio Files, coming direct to you from Eastern North Carolina at Short Bus Studios.
Short Bus Studios.
Otherwise known as Shake's Apartment.
Aww.
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We'll come at you again next week, and we'll hit you up with some more stuff that you haven't heard and yet you should hear.
That is the train.
Shakes.
Nice.
And the Ranimal.
Yes, indeed.
And we're going to leave you out here with some instrumental music from Barracuda.
Barracuda.
All right, folks, take it easy.
Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
There you go.
Peace.